Uncle Mac, will you read us a bedtime story? No! You guys are like 28. Move out of your mom's basement.
I once knew a guy named Bare Knuckle Chris. 82 pounds, stood 4'6". He sat up at the bar by himself every night with a mean attitude and a balled up fist. Now all around town everybody asked why. He tried to start a fight with everyone that walked by. But he was so small, that Bare Knuckle Chris, that he always had a broken nose and two black eyes. People said that he was insecure inside, full of piss and vinegar and full of male pride. But when the whole town found out about Chris, every night the bar was full with a line outside. Some brought Billy clubs, some brought pipes, and everybody knew that he could never win a fight. Bare Knuckle Chris always threw the first punch, but the person always chuckled and punched out his lights. Now ringside Ripley was 20 years old, a second-rate boxer with gloves made of gold. But he was getting tired of living in the shadows of all the Bare Knuckle Chris tales that were told. So he went to the pub in a peacock coat and picked up Bare Knuckle Chris by the throat. He waited till the crowd cheered really, really loud, then he punched him so hard that his whole face broke. He held Chris up, then he said,
"Damn clear. I'm ringside Ripley, the champ of the year."
He slammed Chris down on a pinball machine, then he bought everybody in the crowd a cold beer. Then they hobnobbed through the dark black night, and Ripley told war stories all about his fights. He spent every dollar that he had on the people at the pub, cause they made his self-esteem take flight. Well, Tank the bartender had a face made of stone. He cut the drinks off and sent everybody home. But everybody went over to ringside Ripley's, cause she said he had flying monkey of his own. When everyone was gone, Tank pulled out a cloth and washed all the bar stools and tabletops off. He saw Bare Knuckle Chris laying unconscious and walked up and said,
"Time to go home, boy."
See, Bare Knuckle Chris came from a tall family. His daddy drank whiskey and bourbon and brandy. He had two brothers that were 8 foot tall, so at a young age he had to learn how to brawl. The whole family treated him like he was a disgrace. They slapped him, punched him, and kicked him in the face, just like the drunks did every single night when they walked by Chris hoping he would start a fight. See, at a young age Chris learned very quickly how violent by nature the human beings are. So even though he acted like the village idiot, Bare Knuckle Chris was the owner of that bar. He didn't want friends, he just wanted revenge. And every time someone came to kick his ass, they acted like a bully, but little did they know they were giving Bare Knuckle Chris all their cash. The moral of the story will catch you in a blink. Why the hell do you care what other people think? Manipulate your own goddamn truth, package that shit up and sell it to the world. The moral of the story will catch you in a blink. Why the hell do you care what other people think? Never tell somebody when you have the power. Take their own weakness and sell it back to them.
Let me tell you of a story of a good man who went bad. He had walked the straight and narrow till a wicked woman drove him mad.